The family were the Cameron McIntoshes, based in Midmorl, sometimes called Balln and Buttock, and that goes way back. It was a name, if you go back through the history, you'll find it has emerged, which literally means the village or the community of the old men, Balln and Buttock. And it was, I can remember it being referred to by some of the old people in my day as Balln and Buttock, not as Midmorl. So my grandfather, who was the key figure so far as I was concerned, was originally John Cameron. And then about 1880 or 90, he took on the McIntosh from Lord McIntosh, who owned Kyloughy. Lord McIntosh was Senator of the College of Justice, and he had influenced my grandfather to take on the name of McIntosh. And henceforth, the family was known as Cameron McIntosh. But there was one unique difference. The eldest daughter was born and registered before this took place, and she was always known as Janet Cameron. And my grandfather had been asked, apparently, why didn't you change the name? And he always said, she'll get married in any case and it won't matter. Point of fact, she didn't get married. That's by the way. So the Cameron McIntosh family were fairly large. There were about 13 survived infancy. And I remember my Uncle Donald giving me the ages of all the family members, and he said, work out the batting average, and it came to about 86. Goodness. And one daughter had died aged about 25, so that spoilt the average of it. So they went their way to all sorts of parts of the world and different occupations. And my grandfather died at the age of about 70, 71. My grandmother went on to live until she was 98. So that's the family, really. And now you've got John Cameron McIntosh with his family repopulating the glen.
Why did he give him the name of McIntosh?
I think he advised my grandfather that there were certain school bursaries available to the clan McIntosh, and that if he took that on, the family would have the opportunity of benefiting from that trust. So that was one reason. I think there may have been a spot of old clan loyalty or something as well. My parents, well, my mother was a Cameron McIntosh, she trained as a teacher, and my father came from North Uist, hence my name MacDonald. And he died when I was roughly 5 months old, so that I never knew him. So my mother was faced with the problem of bringing up an infant. In those days she could not work and look after the child. So she had a very rough time financially. We lived in Glasgow at that time.
Were you born in Glasgow?
I was born in Glasgow. And we left Glasgow about 1926 or 27 and moved back to Tomatin, because my grandmother was in shaky health at that time, and my mother went back to look after her. By this time I was old enough, of course, I had been to school in Glasgow and my mother had resumed teaching. We went back up north. I went to school in Delaracy, the same school that my friend had gone to, and there was Miss McGilvery there as the teacher in those days. Then in 1929, my mother got a teaching post in the island of Harris. So we moved out there, And I remember going to the playground on the first morning, and I could have been in China. They all spoke Gaelic, not a word of English. And of course, the best way to learn a language, I learned very quickly, and I was able to hold my own. Of course, they taught me all the bad words first, but I continued my primary education in Harris, and then I came over to Inverness Royal Academy for secondary education, and then from...
Did you board?
Sorry?
You boarded?
Yes, in those days we had to live in the school hostel, as it was called, and then from there I went on to Glasgow University. So